Item seven, CPAS. Gail.
So CPAS's annual renewal agreement is up, and I wanted to ask the board's approval to approve an additional year of renewal for support and maintenance services of the CPAS system.
So moved.
Second.
Can I have a question on this?
Yes.
Is there, presumably the support's going to be ongoing more than a year?
Yes.
So is there an advantage to looking at a longer-term contract, perhaps a pricing advantage to give them a two-year contract or something? Or
I haven't discussed it with CPAS, actually. We've been doing, there's been a number of annual renewals that we've been doing. That is something that I can discuss with them for next year.
How solid are they as a business entity?
Well, you may remember that in, I believe it was January of this year, they're actually known as Conduent. The section that is CPAS is still, you know, they still go by CPAS and that type of thing. I mean, I think over the years, there has been more capital put into CPAS, and it has become stronger over time. You know, there's always hills and valleys when it comes to certain vendors and consultant relationships. Currently, our main contact left, and I'm currently dealing with the director of operations at CPAS, someone I worked with a number of years ago. So, yeah. So there has been some flux in the team that we have. But
would presume that we would want to maintain this relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
If we'd rather take it year to year because we're not exactly sure what they're doing.
Yeah. So absolutely. I mean, it's a fundamental need to update the system. Sure. You know, fixes and tweaks and yeah. And then also that's on the maintenance side, but on the support side, there's ongoing fixes and CQ items that need to change requests that need to come through. So.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Staff recommendation has been moved and seconded. Any more discussion? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes.